You're listening to SBS News.
Mass vaccination centres, home quarantine and international travel were all issues discussed by the National Cabinet on Monday. It's the first of twice weekly meetings from now on with the aim of moving the nation's vaccine program forward. Some state leaders are calling for a less structured approach, including New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who wants Australia's vaccine rollout to be far less rigid. Two-thirds of vaccinations will be done by the end of this week, but Ms Berejiklian says Australia is ready to step up because having the vaccination rollout will change Australians' lives.
Given we know that there's no issue with anyone over 50 having the AstraZeneca and there's quite considerable supply in Australia at the moment, that we need to really crack on with it. We've already got the capacity for the max vaccination hubs. In New South Wales alone, we've got more than 100 sites already, in addition to Homebush, who are able to supply the vaccine. And if at any stage there's different combinations of Pfizer and AstraZeneca, we also have the capacity to be able to switch around depending on the supply we have.
Victoria's acting Premier James Molino suggested the federal government offer the AstraZeneca vaccine to everyone aged between 50 and 70 to speed up the rollout. He also says the state would be happy to send some of its share of AstraZeneca vaccines to GPs who have been calling for more doses. The state on Wednesday will resume its rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccination to eligible people under 50 after it was paused on April the 9th when a link was established between the vaccine and rare but potentially deadly blood clots. Those under the age of 50 will be required to sign a consent form which outlines the risks of taking the vaccine. Mr. Molino says three mass vaccination sites offering the AstraZeneca vaccine will also open their doors on Wednesday.
Our three largest mass vaccination hubs at the Exhibition Building, the Convention Centre, the Ford Factory in Geelong, we will open that up to all of 1A and 1B. And that means that someone over 70 can either make an appointment with their local GP or they can go to one of these three mass vaccination clinics. We're putting on the feds that we need to prioritise all Pfizer to under 50s. You know, there's a bunch of things that are on the table, but we need to act. We need to have a sense of urgency.
Meanwhile, New Zealand's airports are buzzing with scenes of joy and celebration between travellers and loved ones after the long-awaited opening of the Trans-Tasman bubble. For the first time in more than a year, Australian travellers have begun to enter New Zealand without the need to quarantine for a fortnight. The first flight touched down at Auckland Airport at lunchtime, followed by two dozen other flights to airports around New Zealand. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is exploring options for further international travel bubbles, but only when it's safe to do so.
The international borders are also an incredibly important protection for Australians. And I'm not about to relax those restrictions lightly. I'm not going to have Australia's way of life changed by an incursion of cases into the country and seeing lockdowns occur again and see border closures happening internally and our international borders, provided we continue to roll out the vaccination program, provided we continue to have the effective suppression mechanisms that we have in place, that will enable people to continue to go to restaurants, to continue to go to pubs, for businesses to remain open, for hairdressers to remain open.
In Western Australia, three health workers have been forced to self-quarantine following safety breach at Royal Perth Hospital. Staff unknowingly entered the same lift an infected patient had been in just minutes before. The staffers were not wearing PPE, but two were fully vaccinated, while the other has received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. WA health officials say the breach occurred on Sunday afternoon, was immediately detected and relevant processes enacted to ensure the safety of other staff, patients and the community. Premier Mark McGowan says health officials are responding appropriately.
We've had a setback. We're investigating how it occurred. We're getting to the bottom of how it occurred. If we have to change processes, we will. But the most important thing is how you respond. And what I don't want to see have happen here is what so many people on the street tell me is happening to their relatives in Britain. And that is lockdowns and deaths. And I don't want to see that occur here. And that's why we're doing everything we can to prevent that occurring into the future.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.